Welcome to Presidio Bitcoin and 21 and 21.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here and just this week. Like, this will be a great week here for you guys and excited to be a part of it. Yeah.
For those of you that don't know Kyle, he's the principal design director at Block. He's leading project to make Bitcoin everyday money. He's been at Block for a long time and his 8+ years at the company, he's helped shape branding, marketing, and product design, and held leadership roles such as head of brand creative at Cash App. I've seen his talent firsthand. He's been kind enough to help us on the Spiral side, my team, and helped us with design and branding, including our super sweet logo.
Yeah, happy to be here and just love the agenda and the programming for the week. So.
Well, it's about to get started, so let's get to it.
Cool.
It's my first question for you. Yes, you're here for Bitcoin Design Week. Can you tell our listeners more about what you plan to talk about today?
Yeah, definitely. My talk is about the state of Bitcoin brand creative. I think in the time since Bitcoin's origin, like there's been a few different chapters of how things have looked and a lot of good work. But I think there's room for diversification in how things look and like more visual interest as we bring the next like 96% of people on the planet into this universe. So just gonna share some of the Cash App highlights from my time there on Bitcoin projects and talk about our approach a bit. I'm very much inspired by artists, how they work and how they live, honestly. So we'll be injecting some of that into it as well.
I'm excited.
Awesome.
So as a designer, like what got you originally interested in Bitcoin to begin with?
Good question. I was working in Chicago at a few financial institutions as a contractor doing essentially like, I guess it was kind of a fusion of product design and brand design at the time. This is kind of 2012, 2013-ish. And I'd started to hear about Bitcoin in the background and just started to witness. I was getting into like trusts and like setting up family offices and designing for that and kind of getting a peek behind the curtain of the 1%. And just formed my own opinions that like I wasn't super interested in that world and like continuing to serve them. So it was kind of a perfect storm of getting a taste of that and also finding something that could be a more fair and like balanced solution. I was immediately hooked and, you know, here we are now.
Well, I get that. So one of the themes of Design Week is designing future money. What does that kind of mean and how can we think about that compared to what we have now?
Yeah. Designing future money. I love the phrase. It's very like conjures up like so many thoughts. I think for me, I get more into the like, great, we have a new reserve. How do we make the layer two on top of that like work for everyone? Historically, like I was talking about with the one percenters, the family offices, like they have all these very specialized tax optimization folks on their teams that are, it's like an army of financial people optimizing everything for them. I think something like Bitcoin mixed with open source, it's like you can set up something like that for everyone and like financial savviness can be had by all. It doesn't need to be an elite thing run by an army of operators. So that's like the high level abstract. Yeah. I have a deeper cut though.
You have a deeper cut? Oh yeah, let's go deep.
I think money could fade into the background a little bit more. I don't know. I've always been intrigued by more local economies, circular economies, and measure of labor. But I think if like Bitcoin really or something like it really we nail it, I think it can move money out of the forefront of people's minds. Like this is generation over generation, like long time out, but maybe we don't have to think about it as much and we can focus on the tasks at hand and the trades can be automated in the background and the labor can be captured. There's something really utopian that I can't quite articulate yet that I'm pretty excited about.
Is there something that like you think we can do on the design side to help make money not so the forefront of our minds?
So stressful.
So stressful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's we're kind of just getting started. Like as a currency, Bitcoin is so young. I think we're pushing in all the right ways, having things like this design week and all the boot camps and like sprint projects. Like it's great. I think eventually we might have to learn from that financial realm of financial advice and like how to layer some of that into this on top of the currency. But I think we can figure that out. Yeah.
Well, I know that you're fascinated with Bitcoin and kind of the intersection with the arts. Like maybe that this kind of cultural side can help.
Absolutely.
Money feel less stressful, more fun.
Yeah. My observation with artists is I always like to talk about how there's two paths in history. There's kind of the oral and written history that's captured and edited and perfected, ends up on Wikipedia or kind of in the written dialogue. And then there's the artist version of history that takes, you know, it's not as actively captured. It takes a few years to get validated and put through the collector system. But I don't know, since the early times of religion, like art has been a big piece of history as well, and kind of an easier way for people to experience history. And I think artists now, because of the times we're living in, it used to be you just encode beauty or like paint from the scene. And now it's very different. It's there's a lot of complex things happening, like Bitcoin and all the communication things happening. So artists are encoding societal dialogues in really fascinating ways that are layered, complex, but stimulating and hard-hitting. Yeah.
Very cool. And you told me that one project in particular that you think is cool is Satship.
Yeah. I'm kind of I know this is a little bit spicy, but anything in the like ordinal, Satship, like all the things happening around the asset behind the money, I think it's really interesting. Authenticity, provenance, like a lot of those things end up being transferred from generation to generation in addition to money, and like sometimes outweigh the money in value. So mapping actual physical goods to a shared global system of value is pretty fascinating to me. I know there are a lot of like projects heating up in this space. I don't have a particular favorite, but I'm just super optimistic about that realm.
Well, kind of leaning on spicy hot takes, I know that you have a lot of thoughts on kind of the Sats versus Bitcoin discussion. And for listeners that don't know, there's kind of discussions going on how we best display the fractions of Bitcoin, which is currently mostly in Sats. But there's people who want to change that denomination to just be Bitcoin.
Yeah. I think my initial reaction to it, I was a little like, whoa, don't change anything. This is like the holy book. Like, come on. After like processing a bit more, talking to some folks in the community, I've come around to the system. The designer in me gets very kind of OCD about logic. So if there's any pieces of the change that seem confusing or, I don't know, room for interpretation, I like to just button that all up. So I don't know if this is anyone else is in this camp. I'm kind of in the camp of let's preserve some of the original history as we make this transition, and like let's create, you know, a symbol in addition to just the BTC ticker that can be a shorthand in interface design and in brand design that specifically indicates original whole coin. I know we might not need that in the next 96%, but I think it'll just make the logic a lot easier and the interface design cleaner. Yeah, it's it sounds like harmless and innocent, but I think those are big things. So
totally.
And I just love like the whole system, like everyone having dialogues about this and like working through it together. It's a really, as a designer, like I observe a lot of the technical conversations and it's like a little over my head sometimes, but I trust that everyone's like figuring out the right thing. This is one that I've been a little closer to and pretty impressed with. Just everyone's pretty open and working through it. Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely like a big change. I mean, maybe, you know, 96% of the population doesn't know what a SAT is.
But yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of people who've been in the Bitcoin space for a while that definitely do know what it is. And so it's shifting. But I think what influenced me is like Bitcoin has such a big network effect, the name, the brand. And so we want to bring people to use Bitcoin as everyday money.
Yeah.
Just leaning into that can really help.
Absolutely. And I kind of think of the, I'm sure we all have these conversations of like, I'm too late. Like, it's too late. Like, just making that more accessible, breaking that unit down, making it approachable, I think that's going to be a net win in the long term. And I don't know, maybe there's like a separate schedule of the halving that we need to like, in my mind, I was like, this is kind of a, it's not the same, but it's like a stock split. Maybe we need to have a term for this if we need to execute it again in 10 or 12 years. Like that could very much be an option based on some of the speculation of where this all goes. So I just like the logic to be very sound and the system to be buttoned up in case we need to repeat it.
I agree. It makes sense. Shifting the conversation for a sec. One question I was going to ask you earlier, but then you already told me was, I was going to ask you if you're a cats or dogs person.
Oh yeah, cats all the way. We do, we actually love senior cats. We rescue senior cats and we know a lot about Persians. So we love the cats. Hello to Reggie.
Is Reggie your cat?
Yeah, we got Reggie, we got Ronald, and oh my gosh. No, that's two. We have two right now.
You have two right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes you have more.
We love them, yeah.
I love that. Another non-Bitcoiny question is, are there any like designers or thinkers that kind of have influenced how you approach design?
Yeah. So many. I'm very, very much a product of my environment. I think an early helper of mine that kind of opened my mind to like a very concept first approach in design and art was a friend in Chicago, Steve Juris. He's worked on all sorts of government brand projects and worked on the Obama campaign. He's very sharp and he's very across many mediums, but he's always like brought a concept first approach to every project and every aspect of his life. A lot of healthy dialogues with him. Yeah, I think he's a big kind of early and ongoing mentor that I check in with from time to time. Really respect. Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of designers this week, which has been fun since we normally have a lot of engineer technical folks in the office. And a couple of them have really mentioned this fact of like being influenced by our environment and just being observant. That has really been something that I've enjoyed hearing. And just, yeah, I would love your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think like I'm coming from being on site with like customer research last week. Like part of being a good designer is being a good observer. It informs your taste. It informs like the context of which you're empathetic to making decisions in design work. And it also just informs your happiness. Like I'm very happy when I'm in spaces that stimulate me. I'm very happy when they're beautiful and like not classically beautiful. Like beauty can be very personal and, yeah, that's kind of the job of designers and artists is to help translate that, bring it to projects, and observation is such a huge part of that.
Well, this is why like this week and just the Bitcoin design community in general is so important, that, you know, everyone has their strength in the ecosystem and what we're trying to build, but encouraging, you know, developers, you know, marketers, everybody to like work together with design, I think can really bring a product, you know, to the people much better.
Absolutely. Yeah, it takes a village on all fronts. The team I'm starting to work with a lot more at Block, or a few teams rather, we have kind of an ecosystem around this. It's like so many specialized roles and experts that just help rally around a good core need and bring design in at the right time. So yeah.
It's a good time to bring design into Bitcoin. One of our missions at Presidio Bitcoin is to try to bridge this gap between Bitcoin and Silicon Valley. Like, how can we get designers in Silicon Valley more excited about Bitcoin, either maybe just on the side, everyone, you know, has their job, they need to make a living, or working on it full time?
Yeah. I think about that a lot. It's a lot of Bitcoin, like even I at the start, like I come from a family, my dad's a retired software engineer. Like I have some technical chops, but I'm just not as deep. Like I've listened to a few of these podcasts and a few of them, I'm like, whoa, okay. I'm in the deep end. I love it. I got to like get on this level. I think democratizing and like translating information will help that. But for me, it's about bringing kind of an artist lens into the fold. Artists are always, if they're succeeding or trying to, they have to self-sustain, and they're kind of a perfect candidate to like stimulate us and talk about aesthetics and concepts, but also separately the way they live their lives and like self-fund and have to work with institutions and galleries. Like there's a lot to be learned there, and they're just really fun to hang out with. Like designers are fun, but like artists are like the most fun.
We love having fun. Do you see Bitcoin itself as an art?
Ooh, I like that question a lot. I see it as a utility that can enable art. Yeah, there's something beautiful about it, but I still... the like romantic in me wants to be like, yes, but I think it needs to play a utility role and empower art. Yeah.
Maybe if we can do a better job at telling that side, that would get artists and designers more excited about working on it.
Agreed.
A few more minutes. Do you have any dream projects that you would love to see either a designer or a developer or anyone in the Bitcoin space build?
I think a Bitcoin forward art gallery would be really cool, like just on a small local level. Zooming out to something bigger, I think at least in the US market, there's a lot of room for improvement in how Bitcoin travels in the philanthropy realm. Like this is a very specific technical thing, but when you use some of the services where you can bring Bitcoin into a charitable giving account, you have to go through like a appraiser and get your Bitcoin appraised. And it's just kind of a random law firm that will charge way too much money to authenticate your Bitcoin. And it's very goofy. So we should create a better, that might need some policy change too. I don't know exactly what's involved in that, but it's a little goofy and felt like friction. Yeah.
That definitely, yeah. Want to minimize friction.
Yeah. It felt like the old fiat world kind of grabbing at, yeah.
Yeah. We definitely don't want to bring the old fiat world into the Bitcoin sphere.
Yeah.
We're better than that. I guess kind of going back to your role at Block, when you're really focused on making Bitcoin everyday money, how do you think that like we can get that to happen?
Yeah, I think it's bringing it out of the reserve space. And like, you know, we have a lot of brands and businesses at Block. We've got mining, we've got the storage wallet. We have Cash App and Square. I think it's like working on more products and services in that side of the world where we can get it into like the everyday space. So I'm pretty confident we can get there and use some of the layer two projects that we've been investing in. Shouts out to Spiral on LDK. Yeah. But I think I'll leave that to Block to talk about in some of our releases. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do some stuff today.
Yeah.
I'm going to lead a track, which I'm nervous to present because my deck sucks. And I know that you probably have a very good one. I'm not a designer, but the copy is good.
Yeah.
of just like different ways that we can get people in the community non-Block to kind of help, you know, onboard their local merchants to accepting Bitcoin, maybe fun, creative ways we can get people like excited about Bitcoin to use it as money.
Absolutely. I think incentivizing with like giveaways or special nights. Like I think about some of my favorite spots in my neighborhood back home. Like we have this great sourdough pizza joint that I love, and he's a Square seller. It's like, and he loves, we connect about cars. I like cars and the history of automotive, and he hosts like cars and coffee type events and like pizza nights, and it's like, oh, we could slide the Bitcoin topic into that. And like I think event-based activations where there's room for dialogue and education and exploring the topic a bit more are always a hit in like early adoption cycles.
Totally. Also, I didn't know you were a cars and there in San Francisco, I don't know if you know the Motoring Club, but there is specifically a cars and coffee place.
Oh, nice.
There's also a designer here who's very into cars and coffee too, Josh.
Got to meet Josh.
Yeah. I'll connect you.
Yeah.
Okay. Last quick question. Then we can get to Design Week. If you could leave our listeners with like a final thought about Bitcoin or something else, what would it be?
Ooh, final thought. I think if you're involved, keep it up. You're doing a great job. If you're not, it might seem like this weird, unapproachable. I'm more speaking to like some of the creatives and artists out there. It might be a little scary or intimidating, but start small, get involved. Read the white paper. Like start very small, get into it. Try out a wallet, like ask someone you know who's into it. Just learn about the space and learn about some of the implications of where this is all coming from globally. And I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting just seeing that 4% start to tick up and go higher. So get involved would be the advice. Yeah.
Perfect advice. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. For coming to San Francisco and for coming to Design Week. It's so fun to have you.
Yeah, excited to be here.
We'll report back. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, one thing. If our listeners want to follow your work or contact where should they go?
Noster. I've had one internet screen name my whole life. It's Kyle Loves You. I'm very optimistic. It's spelt goofy because I chose my screen name in middle school. KyleLuvsew.
Love it. Perfect. Okay.
Go out on that note.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Haley.